Hail, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I want to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because it's Open Line Wednesday. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, that's 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, it's open lines. We'll wait to hear what you have to say, but I was suddenly hearing a lot about Susan Rice, and she's being nominated, I believe, for National Security Council advisor. Anyway, she's going to hold a key position in government. You'll remember she was actually the United Nations ambassador some years ago when Obama first came to office, and now she's going to hold another position in his cabinet or his advisory position. And she is certainly being considered by the Senate for authorization for this key position. And they're arguing back and forth about some statements she'd made in reference to the attack at Benghazi, attributing it to the fact that the Muslims had been upset because there was a film, a video film produced in the United States that was derogatory towards the Muslim faith. And so the Muslims had rioted, and that's why they'd attacked the American enclave and killed our ambassador. And of course, there was no truth to this at all. It's been admitted it was totally fallacious. And so the big issue is, why did she say that? And if she made that statement, should she be eligible to become a national security advisor or whatever the position is that they've nominated her for? But you know, basically, so much of what you see today is simply show business. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all designed to detract from what the real issues are. Why does President Obama want Susan Rice to be one of his key advisors? And certainly, well, it's because she's a member of the Trilateral Commission. She was a member of the Trilateral Commission. That's why she was made the United Nations ambassador, certainly in 2009. But we never talk about what the real issues are, and that is we have a small group who runs America who dominate both political parties, and certainly, as we pointed out many times before, between the year 1977 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission that's never had more than 87 members in the North American chapter, and certainly some of those are from Canada and Mexico, so there are not very many Americans there. And then, of course, there's certainly why six of the eight presidents of the World Bank, including our current president, Robert Zolnick, certainly eight of the 10 U.S. trade representatives, seven of the 12 secretaries of state and nine of the 12 secretaries of defense all came from this little tiny group. And now, of course, when Obama, who is not a member of the CFR, nor the Trilateral Commission, but when he came into office, at least 11 of his closest advisors came from those 87 members of the Trilateral Commission. And you go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidate of their choice. They control both Newt Romney and Barack Obama. But the average American doesn't know that because the media doesn't mention that. And that's what they ought to be talking about as far as her nomination is concerned. But none of the media is going to mention this because the media is controlled, six major corporations, and they largely control 90% of the major media outlets. If you need to get that verified, the book, The New Media Monopoly, is an excellent source of information. The New Media Monopoly. Well, it's Open Line Wednesday. Give us a call. Our number is 1-888. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd like to talk about what you'd like to talk about what's going on in the world today.
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine vitamin and plant-derived mineral complex, one bottle of bone and joint enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus essential fatty acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House number 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network at the Radio Liberty, and certainly it's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, and so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And right now we've got Rick calling us from Boise, Idaho. Hi, Rick. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan. The question I've got is about the Boston bombing, and I've heard you comment a number of times on this Jeff Bauman and what a fake injury that was.
Well, it's not a fake injury. This fellow has bilateral leg amputations. The only question is, did he have them before, or did he get them at the time of the about the time of the explosion? There's some people who claim that actually he was a bilateral amputee, a Vietnam veteran. He certainly looks like this Vietnam veteran who had bilateral mid-thigh amputations. All we know is certainly in the initial picture that we saw and everybody saw on the internet and on television, they have a picture of this young man, and he's there. He's actually had both legs just blown off. So they rather than lay him down to keep him from going into shock, why, they put him into a wheelchair, and they're wheeling him someplace or other. We don't know where. He's not screaming in pain. He looks a little depressed. But the interesting thing is he has a left below-the-knee amputation, but he bloody piece of bone sticking out at the end of that. If you look at all the films, you'll see that it's a well-healed, below-knee amputation. There's a number of films on the internet that you can pull down on Jeff Bauman. And it's very, very obvious that this is certainly there's no skin, there's no muscle lacerations, at least in many of the films. And then suddenly, when we see him sitting in the chair there, there may be some muscle hanging out behind. But why would he have muscle hanging out behind when he was laying on the ground a few minutes before and there was no muscle there? And not only that, but later on he has bilateral above the knee amputation. So why would he have a below knee amputation in that picture and above knee amputation on the left in all subsequent pictures? There's just something wrong. 19 days after the attack, he's lost both legs. He's at a Boston Bruin hockey game, laughing and smiling and waving a flag. And a week or so later, he's at the Boston baseball game, throwing the ball out with a big smile on his face. And I mean, most people would be a little bit depressed if they'd lost both legs. I talked to the people back at the rehab hospital, and I talked to the man in charge of press releases, and I just had a feeling he was terribly ill at ease. I asked if I could get hold of him. He said he'd sent my request to the family, and obviously they weren't interested in talking to me. They were talking to somebody from the New York Times. Well, that certainly is certainly not going to be impartial. The New York Times is part of the brotherhood that we could talk about. So anyway, what were your thoughts on it, Rick?
Yes. Well, I agree with you 100%, and I've looked into this as much as I can just from the sources I have on the internet, but pretty much everyone has the same thing or close to it. But it appears like it's just, you know, it's just another false flag, and there's, you know, this fella in the wheelchair seems to look in all the descriptions. Well, the hair and the ear and all kinds of things, it doesn't appear to be the same person at all as the one that was at the Red Sox game and the other things, the events, and even in the hospital. But what's in so that's very puzzling to me, even though it looks, I think it, you know, the whole thing was staged,
a bomb went off, something happened. We don't know how many of these people, maybe they all had amputations. I don't know, but I don't know if they're not telling us the truth. They told us that the younger boy shot himself in the mouth with a gun, and that's why they fired 200 shots at him, or 100 shots, and then it turned out he didn't have a gun. So basically, did he have a gun or did he not have a gun? And how did he get a bullet wound in the back of his throat if he didn't have a gun? And what they're doing is coming up with so much conflicting information. We don't know what to think, and it's easier just to accept exactly what they say. But go right ahead.
Yeah, the only other thing that maybe you've got something on or someone has done some research is, you know, this fellow was supposed to have worked there at the deli at a Costco store there. And, you know, here, supposedly, you know, he was a normal person, had both legs, and all of these Costco workers are pitching in and helping, you know, seeing him and so forth in the hospital. And I just thought, how can they pull that off? Is that entire thing untrue also?
I don't know, Rick, I don't know, and that's the problem. If we could just take off and go back and suddenly do this all personally, all we have is really what we've got off the internet. But I do know that basically the younger boy either shot himself in the mouth, as we were repeatedly told, or he didn't. And if he didn't have a gun, how did he shoot himself in the mouth? Why can't he talk? I do remember very, very clearly that Friday evening when supposedly the shootout between the two brothers and the police, and watching Rock Center, and they had these two big blue blobs up on the screen with all sorts of dots on them, and those dots were gunshots, we were told, and Brian Williams was explaining, you know, hundreds of rounds exchanged between the two brothers and the police. And then it turned out, of course, that the brothers had one pistol and one knife between them and little or no ammunition. We're told that they shot a police officer, so reminiscent of when Lee Harvey Oswald shot a police officer. And we were told, obviously, Lee Harvey Oswald did it. Lee Harvey Oswald didn't shoot President Kennedy. How do I know? Well, certainly the brother of the head of the mafia Chuck Tiancano wrote a book about it. It's called Double Cross. He goes into why suddenly Jack Ruby killed Lee Harvey Oswald. And basically, it's very informative. And, of course, the book is titled Double Cross by Chuck Tiancano. The double cross was Tiancano arranged for the murder, or helped to arrange the murder, for the CIA in return for their support. And they double-crossed him. They killed him. And it's a great book, Double Cross, by Chuck Tiancano. And they explain why Jack Ruby assassinated Lee Harvey Oswald. But remember the story of Lee Harvey Oswald killing Officer Tippit. And yet, of course, the neighbors said, well, there were two men who killed Tippit, not Lee Harvey Oswald. It wasn't true at all. And then we see exactly the same story. These two brothers could walk up to a parked police car on the university campus and shoot the officer to get his gun, but they don't get his gun because they've only got one gun between them. So I don't know really what's going on. I know is that they tell us that the boy, the younger brother, wrote a confession on the inside of the boat, and now we're being told that he's asking why they killed his brother or why he's being held, because he says he doesn't have anything to do. Why are they putting out all the conflicting information unless they're playing games with our mind? I don't know what happened, Rick. I wish you or somebody else could go back and check it out. I would love to find out that we've been told the truth, but I just have an uneasy feeling that you don't go from a below-the-knee amputation with a piece of bone sticking out at the end. I practiced orthopedics for almost 40 years, better part of 40 years. I never saw anything that looked like that. That was a mock-up of some sort. And basically, it's just that's not the way you get an amputation from an explosion. But go right ahead.
So that's all I had. And, hey, thank you very much for your time. And I sure appreciate listening to you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. And I just hope everybody will just go back and look at all the pictures. And maybe everybody else is exactly as we've been told. I don't know. But I do know there's something very strange about the pictures of Jeff Bauman. Hey, God bless. Yes. Thanks so much. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got Herman calling from Carmel. Go ahead, Herman. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. I'd like to direct our listeners to John McTernan's blog site, Defend Your Claim.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is that John McTernan's website?
Yes. Yeah. McTernan. And the latest one, June 4th, presidential proclamation, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender pride month declared. So he says Obama signed a proclamation declaring June as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender pride month. When I read this proclamation, I was shocked to see it was dated May 31st, 2013. This was the date of the massive tornado storm that severely damaged Oklahoma and Missouri. What was stunning in the proclamation was that Obama plans on using America to press the homosexual agenda worldwide. He is going to use America as the springboard to homosexual rights worldwide. America used to send out large numbers of missionaries throughout the world to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, but now it is sending out government agents of sin. And it says America is now a vector for spreading this. It is not just people promoting sin, but the government of the United States is doing it. This means that it is creating, as he calls it, he coined the word, ordinances of the Amorites, which brings God's judgment on a nation. See the end of this article he has a link to it.
Well, but, I do believe, Herman, that God does bring his judgment on nations that certainly violate God's laws. And basically, we had a guest on not too long ago who is from Africa. He was just saying that the United States has sent over $15 million to Kenya to get them to change the Constitution so they legalize gay marriage. And basically, of course, we see this all across, spreading across America. The average individual doesn't agree with this, but that doesn't matter what the people want. There truly are demonic forces working at the highest levels of our government that want to destroy the moral fabric of our society. When a nation turns against God, brings his judgment on that nation, and I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice won't sleep forever. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Thank you so very much for calling, Herman, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'll be back here in just a moment. Take your call. We'd love to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do what you sell. Being free of disease is real well. Home for Health.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Maggie on the line from Texas. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. And hi, Maggie, what part of Texas are you calling from?
Hill Country.
Okay. Central. Okay, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir. in the years that I've been listening to radio, and that's quite a while now, I've heard a lot about partial birth abortion and late abortions where the baby is viable and is being killed. And at first, I didn't believe that this could be happening with any frequency. I could imagine it happening on a rare occasion, but not at all often. And now I'm starting to wonder about that. So I have two questions for you as a doctor and a knowledgeable person generally. First, is this really happening in large numbers, in your opinion? Women carrying a baby almost to term only to abort it and have it maybe live and maybe not? And if so, why do you think women would have late-term abortions when early abortions are very easy to find? It doesn't make to get. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, Maggie, we're not dealing with something that makes sense. We're dealing with something that has to do with fear. We're dealing with something uncertainty. Women, certainly, they're unmarried. They don't know how they're going to support the child. Instead of having the child and giving it up, they don't want to do that. It hasn't been suggested to them. This is not uncommon. It's not an everyday occurrence, but there are late-term abortions, partial birth abortions, when we're actually the child is actually killed before it is delivered. Ordinarily, they will do a breech delivery. They'll deliver the legs first, and then with the head still in the birth canal, before the head actually comes out, all they have to do is stick a needle into the back of the head, certainly at the base of the skull, and aspirate the brains, and now that is not murder. If they actually wait till the child is delivered, if the child, they don't get it out by breech, they don't can't suck the brains out while the child is still within the mother's vagina, then, of course, it becomes murder. And that's why they got these people there in Texas, or where it was, they had a recent trial, and this fellow had killed three or four children getting them out, and then simply twisting their head or breaking their necks, or something of the sort. And he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison, which he should. No ethical doctor would do this. But there are doctors who certainly say, well, look, the mother should have a right to choose. The mother certainly should have a right to her own body. And certainly the child certainly is going to be a terrible burden on her, or the child may have a deformity. We ought to just go ahead and kill the child. That will solve the problem. But it really doesn't. Every woman who has an abortion always has a feeling of guilt. I mean, they may never want to admit it, but they do. And abortion is a terrible, terrible thing. But you see, we're not dealing with anything logical today. Since we've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and acknowledgement that there is a superior being to whom we're answerable, they've taken this out of our society. Why, you could understand why a frightened girl would say, well, I just don't know what to do. The easiest thing is just to kill the child, without her realizing that that will be with her the rest of her life. I feel very sorry for these women, but that does not give them the right to kill the child. And basically, I know in the community I would live, and certainly other communities, well, there are places where women can go, be taken care of during the pregnancy, and then give the child up. And that's what they should do. If they can't keep it, they don't want to keep it. But they do not have the right to kill another human being. And that is a human being. That's not part of them. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there in the audience, you have a question or comment. But Maggie, go right ahead. What are your thoughts?
Yes, sir. I understand what you're saying. And I am just wondering, yes, everything you have said makes sense. However, from the point of view of a woman who wants an abortion, whether she's right or whether she's wrong, it's so simple in our current moral climate to get an early abortion. That is not hard to find. Why would she go through all that and then go through aborting a baby as opposed to an embryo, which is how she would see it?
Well, I really can't tell you why, but the women do, and they get into that situation, they're desperate. And without actually realizing, of course, that there are places they can go, but they can be helped. She's frightened. Now, I'm not excusing her in any way, This is murder, and she is a complicit in murder. And that will be with her all the rest of her life. But Sydney, it's we have a right to actually say it as it is. And thank goodness for these people who set up these homes for pregnant women. Hang on, we'll be back in a minute. Our number is 1-3.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley. And most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. It's Open Line Wednesday, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And it's Open Lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But Sydney, the one thing I would point out is that basically there are all across America people who've given their lives in this abortion battle, and they actually have clinics. They'll have them. They'll call them an abortion counseling clinic, come in, get free abortion counseling, and basically, of course, they're set up by people who are trying to keep women from being aborted, and we'll tell them, you know, that you can go to these homes, and they maintain these homes. And both in my community, the Catholics have a home, and certainly the Protestants have a home here. I wish maybe they worked together, but that's neither here nor there. They're both good people, and they both want to help pregnant women, and they should. And I think it's a wonderful thing that the woman does have an alternative. Well, before we go on, our telephone number again, 888-24-LIBERTY. We have Bruce calling from Michigan. But before we do that, we're going to talk to Barbara from Santa Cruz, California. Hi, Barbara. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Oh, just in, you know, reference to the lady that called just before the break, you know, that the one thing that is being told, you know, by Planned Parenthood and so many of these clinics is the fact that babies are not babies. until they're born. They're just, you know, just a piece of tissue and nothing more. And this is what, you know, they're being forced to believe, and they're being taught this, I think, in schools. And, you know, here they are giving them out after the next morning pills and all, you know, birth control and all of these things. And it's just not right. And it's not true. Because I can tell you the experience of when I was, you know, expecting my son, and I was about 5 months pregnant, and I was looking, standing in a doorway looking at a lady who was obviously going to drop a pot on the floor, and it was going to make a noise. And so, I mean, I saw it was going to happen, and when it fell, I didn't react at all. But I was standing in the doorway, and my son, when I was about 5 months pregnant, he heard it, and he jumped inside me. Like he could just, so I could just feel arms and legs going. But he heard it. And they talk, they can tell you that you can read to your babies and play music to them, you know, whether in their uterus. And so they are human beings right from the very beginning.
And basically, of course, when the woman goes to an abortion clinic, they're not going to tell her that there are places she can go and get help without any cost at all throughout the rest of her pregnancy and be delivered and then give the child up for adoption if she doesn't want to keep it. And basically, this is a wonderful alternative. And basically, the tragedy is that the abortionists are not going to tell them that because they want to make the money off of it. It's a very lucrative thing doing abortions. But I find it's perfectly legal, unfortunately. One day America is going to have to stand before God's judgment. I think America is being judged today because of what we've done with abortion and homosexuality and war and prisoners of war and torture. When a nation turns against God, God eventually turns against that nation and the moral issues. America, I fear, has been tried and found wanting. Anything else you'd like to say, Barbara, before we let you go?
No, I just wanted to put that in because, you know, that's, you know, what, you know, some people, you don't realize that
the baby
young
is
women
a
are just
live
being
human,
lied to.
The baby is a live human being and it can hear.
Yes.
God bless. Thanks very much. Okay, fine. Let's go to Bruce is calling from Michigan. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. Give us a call. And hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Okay. Do you ever hear about Hollande, Cameron, and Obama urging homosexual marriage and abortion on the Gulf states and the Islamic world? You hardly ever hear about that, do you?
Well, no, but I will tell you, Bruce, that when I was, it was in 2008, I attended the conspiracy conference about this time of year, and I always have a table there, and a couple of fellows came up, and they were from Chicago. And, of course, this was before Barack Hussein Obama had ever been even nominated to be the president, run for the presidency. He was actually campaigning, but he hadn't been nominated yet. And they said, look, everybody, we're from Chicago. Everybody in Chicago knows that Barack Hussein Obama is homosexual. Well, of course, he's bisexual. He has a wife. But when he goes to the gay bathhouses, he and Rahm Emanuel went to the gay bathhouses routinely. This is what they told me in 2008. Is it true? Well, simply just to look and see how he has acted and his support for the homosexual agenda. And it would certainly give some credence to that story. And I think anybody can go over the internet and simply go to your search engine, preferably start page. And you'll find out that there's a great deal of information up there. Our president is not only a Muslim, he is certainly also a homosexual. If you doubt he's a Muslim, simply type in YouTube, Barack Obama. My Muslim faith. That's YouTube, Barack Obama, my Muslim faith. And you'll actually hear him talking about his Muslim faith. But you're never going to see that discussed in ABC, CBS, NBC. But you can find it on the internet or on my website. So you'll actually see the film clip where he talks about his Muslim faith. Anything else, Bruce?
There seems to be a real hypocrisy in the Muslim world. I remember just vaguely something about the Turks used to sodomize little boys, and in Iraq they did it too.
Well, there's
they,
a lot
they make them
there's
dress
a lot
like
of
women and dance.
there's a lot of certainly a lot of hypocrisy in the world, and basically there's a lot of immorality certainly in the Muslim world. But I will say one thing about the Muslims, and that if you get caught, having an extramarital affair, an adulterous affair, certainly in your and Muslim community, they'll either stone you to death or castrate the man.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, did you hear about this? That's nothing. Al Jazeera is incredibly hypocritical. When Syria seemed to be losing, they were real liberal, and they had all these Doha debates where the Wilson Center and all these guys would go over to Doha. They're so liberal, so Western-oriented. But here, when Syria seemed to take the upper hand here a couple weeks ago and was hurting the rebels more, all of a sudden... this is a guy named, I'm trying to think of his name, Qaradawi. Qaradawi, he's on Al Jazeera. He's a raging preacher, some imam, Qaradawi. And he said, Hezbollah is the party of the devil. They're not the party of God.
Good for him, because basically this is true.
Assad and his people are worse than infidels. You know, every Sunni in the world has to fight the Shiite. And I thought, where's Al Gore complaining about hate speech on Al Jazeera, they show their true colors. I think they're very hypocritical. I know they officially will kill a homosexual, but unofficially, there's a lot of things that go on too.
And I suspect that there's a lot of it. We know there's a lot of immorality in the Saudi family. King Saud's family, a very large, very wealthy family. And basically, of course, they're the background of the Wahhabi religion. The leader of Saudi Arabia is the head of the Wahhabi religion.
Yeah, now I read in the encyclopedia that the Wahhabis founded Qatar, which is where Doha is. So if that is their foundation, like the Puritans founding America, they've got a real strong Wahhabi, read Al-Qaeda, streak all through Qatar, and that means all through Al Jazeera.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. But, of course, the real problem is, Bruce, that we're funding the Muslim Brotherhood. Yeah. We're funding the Wahhabis. We're keeping the Saudi king in power. Why aren't we concerned? I mean, here's a country where they actually stone women to death, where they castrate men, where if you're caught stealing, they cut off your hand, or they cut off your foot, or suddenly they will flog you under...
Have you ever heard Obama complain about that?
I don't remember Obama simply a front for the Trilateral Commission. Yeah. The people who really run the world, and I will tell you that there's a lot of homosexuality and immorality in all of these elitist organizations. Anything else you want to say? Because we do have...
Just a quick question. Where's all the 22 shells? Everywhere I go anymore, there's no 22 shells for 22 rifles.
All right. Well, basically, you're going to have difficulty getting ammunition. They want to keep people from being armed.
But there's all kinds of shotgun shells.
There's an awful lot of 22 shells out there, and an awful lot of people years ago saw this coming. We have a well-armed population. But we don't want to have to ever get into a military confrontation with our government. We want to win the people in this country around to our point of view, and we want to take America back.
The crazy thing is, how could a 22 kill anybody unless you're right on top of them, blasting away four or five times?
Well, of course, if you hit them between the eyes, you could probably do an awful lot of damage. Okay, God
right,
bless
thank
and
you.
Thanks very much for calling, Bruce. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And we've got Ron calling from the great state of Washington. Again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, they want to disarm the American people. They're not concerned about the children there at the Sandy Hook School, the 20 children who were killed. Why? Because the children were killed because of the liberal gun laws that prevented certainly anybody from in that school having a weapon. And basically, of course, how do you protect people from bad people with guns? You have good people with guns. Once you take God and prayer, Christmas and the Ten Commandments and Easter out of our schools and out of so much of our society, and replace Christ being born certainly with Santa Claus, should we be surprised that we have a breakdown in the moral fabric of society? And that's why people need to be armed to protect themselves and to protect others. And in the states where they have right to carry arms, you have a dramatic fall in gun violence. And basically, we talked to Larry Pratt just today. Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America, and he pointed out that when they actually allowed people in the state of Washington, D.C., actually, I'm talking about Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, when they allowed them to have guns, the murder rate went down. When they allowed them to have guns, the murder rate went down. Now, they're very, very hard to get a gun still. But I suspect that if it were easier to get guns, you'd have far less gun violence. We have the highest level of gun violence anywhere in our country, in our nation's capital. What a sad commentary. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. It's open lines. And hi, Ron, how are things up in Washington?
Well, rather troubling, Dr. Stan. I was teaching some classes in English, and I had them read the Declaration of Independence, and several of them had a lot of trouble with the big words. And I'll read some of the big words that they had trouble with. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which connected them with another, and assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station of which laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Well, they had trouble. We had sophomores, and they had trouble reading this. So I'd have to correct their pronunciation. They didn't understand what they were reading, so I had to translate it for them into their vernacular. And these are sophomores in high school, and it's rather troubling to me. Not only were they uninformed about our civics, their language skills are very deficient.
But so this is wrong. Don't you think a lot of that is because we don't have phonics in our schools? You need to learn to spell out your words, to sound out your words, and that allows you to spell them, it allows you to pronounce them. And if you can't certainly use phonics and you don't learn that technique, you're going to have difficulty pronouncing words.
Well, it might very well be. All I can say is that it looks like the product that's coming out of the pipeline is rather deficient, and that's very, very troubling to me. It almost seems like we're being defrauded as a country.
Well, we are.
We're producing globalists, socialists, and sometimes people who are not particularly adept at reading and understanding of civics. And we're not doing the job, Dr. Stan, and I think people ought to be a lot more cognizant of what's going on in the schools, because these are the people who are going to decide what our country's going to be like in just a couple of years.
But, Ron, it's not simply that the educational system has failed and we're not teaching the kids correctly, but we're poisoning their mind. There's so many things that are toxic in the food that they get. There's so many toxic in the air that they breathe. And if anybody out there in the listening audience doubts that there's aluminum in the contrails that are coming from the jets up there, simply go to your search engine, preferably Start page, and type in jet fuel, aluminum, and you'll find out that they've added aluminum particulate matter, aluminum to the jet fuel. Why would they do that? Well, supposedly, it's going to make things so much better. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to poison the air that you breathe. And basically, aluminum has an impact on fertility. It increases the incidence of cancer, and it has an impact on your brain. It makes you susceptible to so many diseases because it affects the immune system. And then they're poisoning the vaccines. I mean, the vaccines contain certainly mercury and aluminum and all sorts of things which are damaging to the brain, including aspartame, which is in over 5,000 products. We have all sorts of chemicals, and certainly whether it would be the female toiletry items that we have, have all sorts of toxins in them. Our toothpaste not only has fluoride, but something called another product that toxicin, something of that sort. Or you can look it up on the act. There's only two active ingredients. One's the fluoride. This other is this poison that they put in the toothpaste. We're poisoning the brains and the minds of our children. And we could go right down the line. We could spend an hour simply talking how we're poisoning our children. then as people in other countries, they're not poisoning. They won't allow the genetically modified foods in Europe. And they won't even allow us to know that we're eating genetically modified foods here in America. We have an organization known, a company known as Monsanto, that runs the FDA and controls most of our congressmen. Where is the outcry from the media? It's deafening in its silence. But go right ahead, Ron. I share your concern.
Well, also, I had a chance to teach elementary kids. And there's what one elementary school said found very intriguing. If angels were to govern men, neither external nor internal controls in government would be necessary. In framing a government which is to be administered by men over men, the great difficulty lies in this. You must first enable the government to control the governed, and in the next place, oblige it to control itself. The girl who found this so intriguing was in third grade, and she was a bilingual student. So that I think we're deliberately dumbing our kids now.
You're absolutely right.
And I don't like it.
I don't blame you, but you do the best that you can. And you keep calling because we always love to hear from you. And basically, I hope the listeners out there will respect what Ron is saying. We're destroying this nation. The enemy is not certainly in Russia or in China. The enemy is right here, and they're operating certainly at the headquarters of the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations. And they want to dumb down our kids. We'll be back in just a moment.
God bless you.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do what you said. Being free of diseases, real well. Home for Health.
There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan back here, and certainly this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to have you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you're not in a position to support us, We ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we know a lot of people out there are having real problems. And we were at the conspiracy conference this last weekend, and basically it was encouraging to have so many people from all across the country to stop by our booth and say, you know, we pray for you regularly. And we do covet your prayers, because God has kept us going for 20 years now or more, a little longer than that. I mean, basically, of course, we will be here as long as he wants us to be. And with your help, hopefully we can maintain the network that we have of well over 50 outlets every single week. We're at least somewhere in America or somewhere in the world, because I know we have listeners all over the world. I just got an email today from New Zealand from one of our regular listeners, and we have them certainly in Hong Kong and in Korea. And other countries, certainly in Chile. But if you certainly would like to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you can get our books and DVDs. We have all sorts of four tape sets and DVDs. And I want to encourage you to get something I think is vitally important, and that is our four tape set on the threat of an EMP attack. I will tell you that as I study this more and more and talk to people in Washington, D.C., many of them are frightened to death. And these are responsible people who've been in government for 30 years. And basically, many of the congressmen want to do something, but there's there is an invisible hand that is blocking anything from being done. And one of these evenings, I'll tell you my evolution of thought of who or what is responsible for the fact that we're not doing what's logical to prevent America from becoming a third world nation, literally within a matter of a few minutes after either an EMP attack or a solar flare simply fries our electric system and we're plunged into darkness here in the United States. Could that happen? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it really could happen. And we're moving into a period where, of course, there will be increasing solar storms. We didn't have that. We had some solar storms this last weekend, but they abated pretty well before they reached the United States. One of these times, I fear they won't. And at that point, why America, we know it, will cease to exist. Let me suggest that you get the four CD set, The Threat of an EMP Attack, the book of a Nation Forsaken, and the DVD, The Threat of an EMP Attack. And if you really want to get something else, you can get the report, the 2004 Congressional Commission report on the threat of an EMP attack. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, that you'll, if you'd like to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, you can look at the various products we have. You need to have health products, and if you'd like to get them through us. We'll tell you the things that we think are valid. There are a lot of health products out there that are not, well, they're really not very reliable. The company we're dealing with is a Christian country. It's one of the largest companies. It's one of the largest in the nation. It comes out over our certainly label, but I think that you will find the products are valid. If you'd like to know what Barbara and I take and the items we carry, why, simply you can certainly get the list of the items, or you can call us, and we'll be glad to give you our list of what I personally take. And as you know, I'm 84 and doing moderately well. And basically, then of course we carry a line of spices. We carry the Miracle 2 soap products, and I wouldn't be without the gel. And then, of course, we carry the Berkey water products, and you need to have a water filter, either Big Berkey or Berkey Light, and you need to have an extra supply of Berkey filters on hand, because you can get by without food for a while, but not without potable water. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We ask you to pray for America, for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
Hello, son.
Hi, Mom. Hello, darling.
Your son?
Brand new, first time in the year.
Brand new My Eye. You know, I threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Bang 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the rest of the evening, they're going to be the views of Deborah Tavares, who's a good friend of ours, who certainly has done a lot of wonderful work on the dangers of smartphones and is trying to warn people about what's really going on today. And basically, of course, you don't understand that there's radiation that comes from those smartphones. And certainly, many people wouldn't even notice it. Some people are extremely sensitive to it. But it has a cumulative effect. It can have an effect on you. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, what a cell phone does? Almost everybody has a cell phone. Most people are carrying them in their pocket. Do you realize, gentlemen, that if you carry a cell phone in your pocket, your sperm count's going to go down 50%? Let me repeat that. If you carry your cell phone in your pocket, your sperm count's going to go down 50%. These are scientific studies that show this. Go up on the internet and check what I'm telling you. It is toxic, and the sperm that do remain, many of them can be damaged, and you may very well have a defective child because of that cell phone. Not only that, Christy, certainly the cell phone radiations can predispose you to glioblastoma and other tumors. And basically, this was known before cell phones were widely distributed. And the University of Washington actually had done a study on this, and they were going to publish it. They got a threatening letter. They got a threatening letter from the cell phone industry that said, if you publish that, we're going to cut off all your grants to your university for research and study. And to the credit of the University of Washington, they went ahead and published it anyway. They may have had to pay a terrible price for that. But actually, they actually put this in their alumni bulletin. I have a copy of that. My good friend, who attended the University of Washington, put that out. Ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning you. If women have that, it decreases their fertility. Who carry certainly a cell phone around their waist, they know what they're doing. They're poisoning you with smartphones and with cell phones and with Wi-Fi and so much of what we have today. And the average individual has no idea what's really going on. With that as a background, Deborah Tavares, good to have you with us. Pick up the story.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Stan. And what you just said right now is absolutely right. And beyond and above scientific studies, we have actual war documents and military documents that state these frequencies will, in fact, be used as weapons. And this is what is now becoming the weapon of the future across the globe, our frequency. And I know we have spoken previously about the NASA war document, which everyone listening right now can find on our website, stopthecrime.net.
Now, basically, where did the NAFTA documents come from?
Well, I wanted to talk about one of the pages in the document, but yes, the document came from the NASA website. It was a PowerPoint that was presented by Dennis Bushnell, who was the chief NASA Langley Science Research scientist. And it is a lengthy document, and I wanted to hit some high point alerts for the smart meters right now and alert everyone what is happening right now in California. But on page 50 of the NASA document, it says that low frequencies from microwave will cause seizures, growth alterations in brain function, and 30% to 100% increases in brain blood flow and lethality.
And ladies and gentlemen, Chris, basically this is actually written by one of the leaders of NAFTA. It is a program that was put on for the people who are the countries in NAFTA. And you can get it off the internet. You can actually get it from us, or probably from Deborah. We think it's a vitally important subject, which you'll never see mentioned on ABC, CBS, or NBC. They're poisoning you. They're poisoning your children. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, Dr. Stan, I have some alert to come to broadcast out to all the listeners. We were recently informed by insiders at two different utility companies here in California.
Well, I think, Deborah, why don't we wait until we get all the stations back on board with us? Hang on here, because I think this sounds like something quite important. I want everybody across America to hear it, so just hang on.
Far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. Beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with gold. God bless America, my home.
Don't be late.
No.
Wife with God bless America. My home. Sweet.
Right, Pop? Right, son.
Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Deborah Tavares, and I wanted to actually hear this, have you hear this. Apparently, they've gotten information. People who work for within the electronic industry here in California have gotten in touch with the Deborah. Are these government employees, these people who work certainly for the utilities, are these people who are certainly giving you this information certainly off the cuff? They want you to know, but they don't want people to know that they're giving it to you. What's the background?
Yes, that's exactly right. These are insider whistleblowers, and this is some very, very important information that everybody listening right now must pay close attention to. We have been told that enhancements are being made to the transmission systems or power lines to allow increased power that will be delivered to the system. They are telling us that they're being told that this is for renewables to allow increased frequencies from wind, solar, and hydro. Because here in the state of California, the utility companies have been ordered to generate 33% of the energy from renewables by 2020. But, of course, we know that the wind, solar, and hydro are not renewables that will allow a continued ability to be used because of the manipulation of the weather. Renewables are not reliable. And with this added ability and capability of increasing frequencies on the power line, dirty electricity will increase on the power lines of the electrical of the electric power delivered to our homes and other buildings.
Now, basically, for our listeners, I want you to explain what dirty electricity is. Would this be radiation alike as something Wi-Fi or some radio waves or gamma waves or something that sort that will be harmful to people?
Oh, absolutely. Dirty electricity will bring in a higher frequency, polluting our electrical and voltage circuits, and delivering this higher frequency power into the wiring into our homes and into the devices of our homes and offices. And dirty electricity does not need a direct wire connection. It connects through the air, traveling into our bodies from the wiring that carries the power. And once in the human body, these frequencies and increased frequencies that they're planning to do will cause cancers faster and other diseases. The smart meters, of course, the cell towers, antennas, cell phone chargers, computers, copiers are a few of the many sources of dirty electricity in our home.
Let me just, for our listeners out there, point out, have you noticed that the increase of cancer all across America? We don't see much more cancer today than we did, say, 50 or 75 years ago. And certainly it comes from many, many causes, the things that certainly in our air, the new diseases that they've created, the poisons that they put into our food, into our water, into our air. But also, of course, the electric charges here, really, and the cell phones, they know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They just don't want you to know, but please don't take what I say or what Deborah says. Certainly go to your search engine, preferably start page, and type in cell phones foster or produce cancer, and cell phones decrease male sperm count. Cell phones decrease male sperm count. If it's going to injure your sperm, and what about suddenly if one of the sperm that does survive but is badly damaged becomes the basis for your coming child? We're talking about something not imaginary, but very real, and you will never hear this talked about through regular channels. Go right ahead, Deborah.
That's exactly right, Dr. Stan. Another insider disclosure was that with the spiked frequencies that are now being delivered onto our power lines from the smart grid, there are light bulbs blowing up, popping, and those generally now are those toxic mercury CFL light bulbs. And when these blow up in your home, they're highly toxic.
Yeah, that's because they have mercury in them. Ladies and gentlemen, you should not have them. You should use incandescent light bulbs. And you can still get incandescent light bulbs. They may not be as powerful, but just put more of them in. The fluorescent is not what you want. You want the traditional light bulbs, not simply the mercury light bulbs. Go ahead.
Yes, and also due to the spiked pulse frequency delivery to the homes, and with this added frequency, many people's appliances are failing, and they cause house fires. In fact, most recently, there was an out-of-court settlement for a man that was killed in his home due to a appliance that burned up. I also want to say something very important, too. Lawrence Livermore Lab in Berkeley, California, has been tasked to figure out how they can reduce the hacking of the smart meter. This is one of the reasons that the HAN network, the home area network, which is part of the global grid, that will allow each appliance in your home to be read independently of each other with an RFID chip in each appliance.
No, Deborah, I think that we have to let people understand that basically we have a smart grid, and then the next thing is the smart appliances. And so basically, when you buy a new refrigerator or whatever you would be buying as a way of an appliance, maybe it's a a water heater, or maybe it would be certainly something for heating your coffee, but they'll all have RFID chips in them so they can actually read and tell what the electricity is going for. Right now, all they know is you're using electricity, but then they're going to know which appliances you're using. These are so-called smart appliances. They will go with the smart meters, they'll go onto the smart grid, and they'll be used to control dumb people. That's people like you out there in the listening audience. We're going to certainly not standing up and fighting this system of total regulation. Go right ahead.
That's absolutely right. And the reason that the increased microwave frequencies from the HAN, which is going to be able to figure out which appliance you're using in your home after all of your appliances fail because of the pulse increased frequencies, what is happening is the reason this hasn't been enabled by our utilities is that the frequencies can be hacked that come from your home to the utility, and they're concerned that that could cause, obviously, a problem to their bottom line. This is not about your safety. Once the HAN component in your meter is then enacted or enabled, it will increase the microwave frequencies in your home as it reads and collects all this data from your meters or from your appliances. There's also something else very, very important. This is off of the U.S. Department of Energy website, and it's called Aiming for Zero. And it says, this is the ultimate goal, not to use energy. The most efficient energy is energy we do not generate. This is not a technology. This is a behavior modification for learning to live in a new reality. This is what this is all about.
Now, Deborah, where is that written? I have no question that's their goal, because they want to depopulate the world, and they want to deindustrialize the world, and they want to simply have us live a much more austere life, at least those who survive the coming massive depopulation. But where is this written out?
Yes, this is on the U.S. Department of Energy website under Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy. And it, again, it says no use of energy at all is the best use of energy.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, they really do intend to change our society. In fact, Al Gore referred to this as the wretching transformation of society. I refer to it as the agonizing transformation of society. But the society you live in today is going to be destroyed. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. But, of course, the smart meters and the smart appliances and the smart grid are an intermediate step to what I feel is going to become a living nightmare, foisted upon us by people who have a different worldview. But let me tell you, this is just for you and me. This is not for the elite. They have certainly centers all over this country where the elite are going. There's one up in Santa Rosa, one of the parks up there, beneath the Denver airport, literally hundreds of underground facilities for the elite, but not for common people like you and me. Go right ahead.
That's right. I also want to alert everybody what it says on the smartgrid.gov website. Quote, there are concerns about smart meters, including unresolved data privacy and data security issues. In addition, the net benefits of this technology to consumers remain unproven. I want to also tell all of you that are listening right now that we know the costs are going to go exponentially. They will skyrocket. I can tell you that right now in Central Maine Power, the smart meter program financials changed from a $25 million net savings to an $80 million net cost, and an audit now has been ordered. We're going to see this occur all over the country. When IEEE, the Institute for Electronics and Electrical Engineers, were discussing the smart meter rollout, there were many concerns, one of which was why were they rolling it out so aggressively in the United States during a time when we were so economically suppressed. And they felt that, well, they would roll it out anyway, regardless of how fragile our economy was. They also wondered why our legislators were not telling us about this rollout and not telling us that the cost was undetermined at this time. And yet they have aggressively rolled these biohazards out onto all of our homes and businesses and schools across our nation.
Let me just point out that basically the reason that they want solar and wind energy is because they're terribly expensive. And they're tearing out dams because they produce hydroelectric power very, very cheaply. They want to raise the price of electricity up to the point you can't use it. You say, that sounds mad. Well, they would never do that. Ladies and gentlemen, most of what's going on in the world today is madness, and you better come to recognize that. We'll be back in a moment.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairie, to the ocean, white with gold. God bless America.
Makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
Threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Bank 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest Deborah Tavares. And Deborah, I want you to go ahead and just go ahead with your thoughts on what's going on behind the scenes today in reference to the smart meters, the increased radiation, the dirty electricity, certainly the smart appliances, the smart grid, and our excessive exposure to these electromagnetic waves. Go right ahead.
Well, absolutely, Dr. Stan. What the increased frequencies are all about is, of course, depopulation. And it says in the source documents, which include the Fort Meade Army document, which everyone listening can find on our website, which is smartmetersmurder.com. You can find source documents on that website, which you should look at. Also, we encourage everybody to look at Barry Trower, T-R-O-W-E-R, a scientist out of the UK, that talks about the intention to use the frequencies as weapons of war. And this is the state of our reality at this point in time. I want to just add a few additional things to my previous comments. And a very interesting report came out from the utility companies, and they said solar panels could destroy U.S. utilities, according to U.S. utilities. Back in January of this year, the Edison Electric Institute, which is a U.S. investor-owned utility, released a report that was unprecedented. It's a rare thing to hear an industry tell the tale of its own obsolescence. I also want to say in some documents that we have, the grid, the economic life of this enormous expense to the United States and to all of the utility customers, in source documents, the economic life of all of this new deployment of the smart meter grid is only expected to last for 40 years. In other words, the economic life is only good for 40 years. The IEEE documents say that date is around 2030. This is absolutely shocking. And I can say to you, too, that in another document that people can find, it's called Key Trends and Drivers for a 2030 Electric Grid, they say in this that aging infrastructure and workforce. They talk about how the workforce is getting older that are operating our utilities. And in the IEEE documents, they say that the new hires will be young college kids because of the singularity, the intent for global energy dominance by the elite and the hookup to this power grid. People that are capable as we have now working in our utilities will not be needed.
Well, I would just point out, ladies and gentlemen, if you think what Deborah is saying is ridiculous, let me suggest you go up in the internet and type in population control agenda. Population control agenda. You can put my name in if you want to, or Radio Liberty population control agenda. It's something I wrote a decade or more ago. It's a little out of date, but it's the best thing that's up there on the internet as far as population control. A lot of people have taken it and developed it, but simply read it. You can get it on my website, but you must understand they really do want to kill off most of the people in the world. And you say that is absolute madness. Why would anybody in their right mind want to kill off most of the people in the world so we wouldn't need so much energy? And the answer is we're not dealing with people in their right mind. We're dealing with people who have a different worldview. Read the population control agenda and understand they really do intend to actually finish off most of the people in the world. Just this last week, I talked to a gentleman, his name is Peter Pry, 30 years in Washington, D.C., working for Congress, in charge of the commission, the congressional commissions that investigated the threat of EMP. I asked him what nations were prepared for the EMP attack. He said Russia and China. It won't affect them. And then he told me that in Russia they have a whole mountain. It's all hollowed out inside where they can put hundreds of thousands, was his word, hundreds of thousands of people where they'll be protected. Hundreds of thousands of people will be protected when the whole system is destroyed. But they have the facilities there for them. Now, I know from other sources, Bob Fletcher and others, they have the same sort of facilities here for the elite, but not for you. And that's why you're going to have to start thinking about what we're saying. And so, you can check this out. You can check out everything. We do have the internet. The information is there. We want you to check it and find if it's true. And then we hope you'll join us in this epic struggle. But you'll certainly want to go to Deborah's website. Deborah, what's your website?
Stopthecrime.net. Then that will link you to the other five sites.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Deborah, go right ahead.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Stan. I want to alert everybody to a 41-page document that is a must-read. Please get your pens and papers out and write this down. Go to our site, stopthecrime.net. Go to the Source Documents tab and download and read The Silent Weapons for a Quiet War. It is a programming manual that was uncovered by accident in 1986, when an employee of Boeing Aircraft purchased a surplus IBM copier for scrap parts at a sale and discovered inside details of a plan hatched at the beginning of the Cold War, which called for control of the masses through manipulation of industry, people's pastimes, education, political leaning, and it called for a quiet revolution, putting brother against brother and diverting the public's attention from what was really going on. And this document is real. It is printed and reprinted in virgin form, which you can download off of our website. It has diagrams. And I want to just go over a few important topics in this document. It says that energy is recognized as the key to all activities on Earth. Natural science is the study of sources and control of natural energy and social science, theoretically expressed as economics, as a study of the sources and control of social energy. Both are bookkeeping systems, mathematics. Therefore, mathematics is the primary energy science, and the bookkeeper can be key if the public can be kept ignorant of the mythology of bookkeeping. All science is merely a means to an end. The means is knowledge. The end is to control. Beyond this remains only one issue. Who will be the beneficiary? And they talk about the elite in the interest of the future world order, peace and tranquility. It was decided to privately wage a quiet war against the American public, with an ultimate objective of permanently shifting the natural and social energy or the wealth of the undisciplined and irresponsible many into the hands of the self-disciplined, responsible, worthy few.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment. And basically, our guest is Deborah Tavares. We're talking about certainly a document which she has on her website to stop the crime. Is that .net or .org?
That is .net. Think of crime and catching them in a net.
All right.
StopTheCrime.net.
And then, of course, she wants to go to the site having to do with silent weapons for quiet weapons for silent wars. And this is a document that was found on a computer, and basically I've heard the story for years. I always sort of wondered if this was a valid story. It was actually put out by William Cooper. He was a talk show host I knew. I was on his program. He was on my program. And basically he put this into a book he published called Ride a Pale Horse. What happened to William Cooper? Well, they sent a SWAT team out and they killed him. They sent a SWAT team out and they killed him, which, of course, to my way of thinking, maybe gives a lot more credence to this story. But basically, What this document talks about is how this elite group is going to suddenly take control over our society and centralize the wealth in their hands, because, of course, the common people really are incapable of doing anything. They want a ruling elite, and ladies and gentlemen, they wrote this many years ago. We have a ruling elite today. Basically, Barack Obama, which we mentioned earlier, is talking about suddenly appointing Susan Rice as a national security advisor, and all the talk about, oh, should she be or shouldn't she be, and why should she, give the excuse for Benghazi having to do with a video that angered the Muslims, and that's why they had the crisis of Benghazi, which everybody knows isn't true. She was simply lying. But who is Susan Rice? She comes from the Trilateral Commission. All the important people come from the Trilateral Commission. Every president and or vice president from 77 to 2008 came from the membership rolls with this little group, never more than 87 members, and some came from Canada and some came from Mexico, North American chapter. So basically, there is an elite group. It's made up of the major banks who control America. Go right ahead, Deborah.
That's right. In fact, the United States is now referred to as USA Inc. And the reason that is because there are mega corporations and banks that are posing as the legitimate government here in the United States, and they are not. We have already been conscripted under this USA Inc. We are no longer under a viable constitution. This is why all these things that we are all realizing that are so wrong are indeed wrong. I want to refer back to the silent weapons document, which is on stopthecrime.net. I want to tell you that they talk about the quality of education to be given to the lower class. It must be of the lowest kind. They say ignorance is important to insulate and isolate the inferior class from the superior class. They say that this form of slavery is essential to maintain some measure of social order, peace, and tranquility for the ruling class. They go on to say that even if some of the brighter ones in the lesser educated lower class see more than others, they still won't be able to gain enough knowledge. They also talk about downgrading science and math, which is what everything runs up on to maintain and continue with the power over the United States and the global population. They say in order to achieve a totally predictive economy, the low-class elements of society must be brought under total control, i.e., must be housebroken, trained, and assigned a yoke, a long-term social duties from a very early age, before they have had an opportunity to question the priority of the matter. They say in order to achieve such conformity, the lower class family unit must be disintegrated by a process of increasing preoccupation of the parent and the establishment of government-operated daycare centers for the occupationally orphaned children. They go on to say everything that is expected from an ordinary weapon is expected from a silent weapon by its creators, that's the elite, but only in its own manner of functioning. They say that this quiet weapon shoots situations instead of bullets, propelled by data processing instead of chemical explosions, originating from bits of data instead of grains of gunpowder, from a computer instead of a gun, operated by a computer programmer instead of a marksman, under the orders of the banking cartel instead of a military general. They go on to say, it makes no obvious explosive noises, causes no obvious physical and mental injuries, and does not obviously interfere with anyone's daily social life. Yet it makes unmistakable noise, causes an unmistakable physical and mental damage, and unmistakably interferes with the daily social life, and is unmistakable to a trained observer who knows what to look for. The public cannot comprehend this weapon, and therefore cannot believe that they are being attacked and subdued by a weapon. The public might instinctively feel that something is wrong, but this is because of the technical nature of the silent weapon.
Well, now, basically, Deborah, is this silent weapon these electromagnetic waves that cell phones are certainly smart meters? What is this silent weapon
they're
talking
about? No,
it's
a combination of that. It is a complete attack on the entire structure of our society. It attacks education. It attacks the family unit.
But what is it? You know, is it certainly the fact
the document,
poisoning?
The document. The makers of this document were the global elite. This is their plan for humanity.
Does it have to do with the fact they're poisoning our water?
Absolutely.
The fact that they're poisoning our food, that they're poisoning our air, that they're poisoning our vaccines, that they're poisoning us with their cell phones, that they're poisoning us with all sorts of chemicals that we come in contact with to get onto our skin. Is this what you're talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. They talk about energy is key to all activity on Earth, and they say it follows that in order to attain monopoly of energy, which is raw materials, goods, services, and to establish a world system of slave labor, so it's also including slave labor, Dr. Stan. They talk about engineering of the world economy. They talk about how they will dismantle the homes. They have a predictable computer program set up on all of us through data collection. They talk about how they established the IRS and OSHA and the census as a form of intimidation. It covers it all. It talks about how the media has been conscripted to only issue propaganda for the benefit of them. They talk about how all of the education is going to be predictive indoctrination. They talk about how controlling who has access to the information, that books will disappear from the libraries, falsified science research, talk about terrorism, the curtailment of the American industrial preeminence. It just covers the whole gamut of our society.
Well, we can certainly see that today as we are transferring our industrial potential to other countries. We have, well, we had 20 million industrial jobs certainly 20 years ago. We have about 12 million manufacturing jobs in America today. We are intensely transferring our industrial potential to China and to India and all throughout the world so they can lower the living standards in America and basically, Chris, enslave our people. And the average American doesn't understand this isn't happening by accident. It's happening by intent. And then, of course, the jobs we don't lose from exporting them will be replaced by robots. And there'll be fewer and fewer jobs, so there'll be less and less need for people. And that's, of course, one reason why they do plan to eliminate the vast majority of the people in America and then the process of doing it. Go right ahead.
Well, that's exactly right. And I know that we've spoken previously about the NAFTA war document, but I do want to continue with the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, which you can get on stopthecrime.net. I want to tell you that they say this. They will manipulate the economy. They will control compensation and income. And this is a sequence, a list of sequence. They will allocate opportunities and they will destroy opportunities. They will control the economic environment. They will control the availability of raw materials, control capital, control bank rates, control inflation of currency, the possession of property, the industrial capacity, which you just said they're eliminating in the United States. Yes, they are. They will control services, labor force, etc. They will control all legal functions. They will control personal data files, uncorrectable by the party that is slandered. They state this. They will control advertising, the media, TV viewing. They will create and disengage us from the real issues to keep us enslaved and as farm animals. They say that they will create disorder, chaos, and insanity. They will control and design of more probing tax forms, heavy surveillance, which we see across our nation, in fact, all over the world, with all the cameras and all the sensors that they're now installing, not only in the sensors of the smart meters in our homes, and all the cameras, but they're installing sensors in concrete and steel. They talk about how they will have psychological profiles on all individuals. They will control all the legal functions, control all the health options. They will prey on our weaknesses. They will cripple our strengths, and they will leech all our wealth and subsistence. They also talk about their table of strategies, that they will keep the public ignorant. Therefore, there will be less public organization. They will create preoccupation. They will give less cash. They will require more data and credit and dole. They talk about how those people on the dole are takers, and that those people will be the first ones to be cut from those doles at their pleasure. They also talk about how they will collapse the currency, which they say will destroy the faith of the American people in each other. They talk about how they've set up our voting structure with Democrats and Republicans and everything in between. And the reality is, they say that the banksters and the banks are behind it all. And the reason they gave us this voting structure was to allow us to relieve our stress and vent our steam, so that we could feel that we cast a vote for change, which, of course, they say there will never be that change. The noose will continue to tighten, as we have seen happen, particularly so quickly over the last few years. We know we don't have a representative government. We know we are under the control of the elite through the corporate structure and through the banks, because we are having our water supply poisoned, our air from the chemtrails. At this point, I would like to urge everybody to go to our other website, which is toxicsky.org. I would like you to go and look at the most recent posting that we have there by Scott Stevens, who's a weatherman meteorologist, who talks about the weaponized attack on Oklahoma with all of the tornadoes. I urge you to go to talk to Scott.
Why does he think those are weaponized? Does he think that these were artificially created? In other words, some of these tornadoes were simply not simply an act of God, but they were somehow manipulated?
Absolutely. He is a former TV weatherman, and he shows on that video, which is on toxicsky.org, he presents it just like a news media representative giving you the nightly news or nightly weather forecast would do. And he shares his expert analysis as to whether the Oklahoma tornado that recently caused all that death and destruction was artificially engineered. And he shows you all of the weather graphs days prior to the Oklahoma disaster with the weather, and shows you how the chemtrails were being utilized, how they were targeting specific areas. I urge everybody to go to toxicsky.org and watch this video.
No, Deborah, does he think that they're using the high auroral research, high altitude auroral research project, the HAARP project? Is that part and parcel of this or not?
Well, I'm trying to recall the details of that. He talks about how he does see that the chemtrails were being pushed and manipulated, and he I don't know if he used the word HAARP. But again, I urge everybody to watch that for themselves. After you've watched that, I would urge you to alert all of your everyone you know in those regions, because it's extremely important to understand what the purpose of chemtrails are. The government officials are quiet on this because they're being told that the levels of metals are deflecting the sun rays to reduce global warming.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why they're putting aluminum into the jet fuel. But if you don't believe that, please go up on the internet, send it to your search engine, and type in jet fuel aluminum. Jet fuel aluminum.
Well, it's also, Dr. Stan, being put in large tanks.
You're absolutely right. There's a difference between contrails, which come from the airlines, and then the chemtrails, which come from special spraying planes. So you're absolutely correct.
And I want to say that global warming is a catch-all con for everyone in government. And we are all smarter than that, because global warming was a contrived false science. And you can certainly get a good perspective on that by watching the Iron Mountain documentary on stopthecrime.net or and download that report. It came out of John F. Kennedy's administration. It was a top-down expert secret agenda requested. Whether Kennedy was behind the request is not certain, but experts met in a nuclear survival retreat in upstate New York for a number of years. And shortly after Kennedy was murdered, Johnson got a hold of this report when it was completed and said because of the contents, this report was never to be released to the people. This report will walk you through what was planned, is planned, has been planned, and is now currently happening here in the United States.
And that's the report from Iron Mountain, right?
Yes, that is correct. And I will tell you that at the time that this report was, just a few weeks before Kennedy was killed, he was warning us that we were opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy. He was warning us that they were using covert means and that it would conscript all elements of our resources. And he talked about how this machine would combine military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations, and it has.
Well, anybody who has any questions, certainly go up on the Internet. Fortunately, we have the Internet and type in President Kennedy Secret Society Speech.
It's on our website.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, well, then go to Deborah's website. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, another very important quote, which everyone needs to know, is the quote from William Casey, who was the CIA director, and this was quoted in 1981. We'll know our disinformation campaign is complete when everything the American public believes is false.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty. Deborah, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Yes, I urge everybody to go to stopthecrime.net, download the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, and read it. It tells you exactly what has been planned and what is happening to us all right now.
Deborah, when you had a chance, would you, if you have the telephone number for that weatherman who talks about Oklahoma, if you could get that to me, we'd love to get him on the program as well.
Yes, and also I want to urge everybody to take off their smart meters, figure out whether or not you have one. If you're not sure, your meter, if it's an analog meter, your original meter, it will have hands on it like a clock. Otherwise, if it looks like it's digital, it's likely a smart meter. Call your utility company immediately and tell them you want it taken off. And go to our website, refusesmartmeters.com, refusesmartmeters.com. The sister site is smartmetersmurder.com. You can print off flyers. Distribute those to your neighbors because people are getting sick. They're getting ringing of the ears, heart palpitations, increased episodes of diabetes, and reduced vision. The host of illnesses is endless. And sadly, doctors are not educated as to the causes of disease now from frequencies, and they're medicating each individual illness. So it's going to be up to you to become educated to preserve your own health. We are entering a time of great challenge, and we have to be as healthy as we can. On stopthecrime.net, we do have a solutions page. I urge you to take a look at that and become educated. That is the most important thing to do right now. And as you learn more, start passing out the information to your friends and family. And certainly, after continued repetition and looking up in the sky and seeing the chemtrails, we can no longer deny what we see. And it is so important because the chemtrail ultimate goal are the nanoparticulates that are now 90% in the global population. And you can go to toxicsky.org and you can look up at the flyer we have there about Morgellons and understand what the real bottom line purpose of the chemtrails is. It's beyond hitting our food supply with the devastating storms and exacting political will on countries that will not do as we tell them to do. The entire program is absolutely horrific, And it
I'm
going
to have
monstrous.
To interrupt it because we're out of time. God bless you, Deborah. Thanks very much. Wait, great program.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. That was Deborah Tavares, and I hope you enjoyed having Deborah with us. She's a wealth of information. Let me suggest you go to her website. Now, if you really want to know the truth about smart meters, we have a 4-CD set on smart meters. If you want to know the truth about chemtrails, certainly we have a DVD called Geoengineering. We have a 4-CD set called Geoengineering. We also have a 4-CD set on chemtrails. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have a book on weather by Jerry Smith. We have Jeffrey Smith. We have a book on harp by Jeffrey Smith. We have a 4-CD set on harp. We even have a DVD as Weather as a Weapon, a DVD put together by Bob Fletcher, Weather is a Weapon. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need this information, and you need to help us get it out. That is certainly a DVD called Geoengineering and a 4-CD set by that title. A DVD certainly on Weather as a Weapon. A 4-tape set on a 4-CD set on harp. And then we have a book on harp. We have a book on weather. And their information is all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. This is not imaginary. They're poisoning our water. They're poisoning the air. They're poisoning our food. They're poisoning women's tampons and sanitary napkins. They're poisoning our toothpaste. And this is not imaginary. There really are people who hate humanity. And certainly, as we talk to people in Washington, D.C., why we have so much of this is certainly verified. And if you haven't gotten our 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack, or the DVD on the threat of an EMP attack. Let me tell you that instantaneously it could happen tonight, it could happen a month from now, it could happen a year from now, but instantaneously America could be plunged back to the level we were at the beginning of the 19th century and the early 1800s, and basically we would lose between half and 90% of our population within 6 months to a year. And these are certainly the estimates put out by Ambassador Henry Cooper. If you haven't been to his website, highfrontier.org, I believe it is, highfrontier.org, just put in Ambassador Henry Cooper, go to his website, get on his emails and get them every week and keep abreast and help us inform others. But you need to get his talk. It's called The Threat of an EMP Attack. And he is also one of the speakers on our CD sets. But if you'd like to see the DVD, why, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And as you hear all of this, you say, this just doesn't make sense. Nothing could be this bad. Well, it is. It's far worse than we're telling you. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and then probably the most unusual 4-CD set that we carry is one called The New Order of the Barbarians, where actually Dr. Dunnigan attended a lecture given by Dr. Richard Day, who is the medical director of Planned Parenthood. And we actually have a transcript of this. And it is the most amazing information that we interviewed Dr. Dunnigan ourselves. I believe he's telling the truth. We have a 4-CD set on The New Order of the Barbarians. You need to get it. You need to listen to it a half a dozen times. And then you begin making preparations fiscally, financially, for your future and also spiritually, because behind everything going on today are powerful, supernatural, demonic forces. There really is another dimension out there, and you want to protect yourself and your family from it under all circumstances. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Of course, we hope that you'll join the Radio Liberty family and help us financially. We can sure use the help. But then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free.
free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. Beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain to the prairie to the ocean.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 5 June, Wednesday, 2013. You're in the right place. Oh, mo. The news is so... Well, we ought to have a section of the news that is called, what the heck? What is going on? I'm serious. It seems like every day there's one of these head-turning, what? Stories. Let me give you an example. Have you heard the story about Al-Qaeda weapons expert, U.S. ambassador to Libya, killed by fill in the blank? I'm going to tell you later. They are now saying, unbelievable, that Ambassador Christopher Stevens was killed in a different manner. I'll let you know what that is after we get started with the head-turning news. The Nikkei is down almost 4% today. The DAX, CAC, all of them down. The FTSE is down almost 100 points. Dow Jones futures down 58 points. If you didn't know, we had the